Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from Emirates NBD's CIO office, Fixed Income Desk. Falling treasury yields are reeling concerns for broader financial markets as yields drift to the lowest level since December 2017 to 2.33% before retracing to current 2.43%. Global bond markets are now pricing in significant future economic weakness as yields plunge to new lows in Germany, Japan, Australia, and New Zealand. The difference on long-dated bond maturities versus the shorter-dated maturities in German bunds and Canadian bonds have also flattened. The spread on the 10-year bunds over the 3-month bills has fallen from 100 bips at the start of the year to the current reading of 45 bips. Investor concerns emanating from the looming Brexit headlines and developments on the impasse on US-China trade talks in Washington should weigh on sentiment. Saudi Aramco rated A1 stable by Moody's and A+ stable by Fitch. Indicated characteristics of AAA by Moody's and standalone profile of AA+ by Fitch has mandated banks to arrange a series of fixed income investor meetings starting today. A US dollar denominated multi-tranche offering that may include maturities ranging from 3-year to 30-year Rule 144A Regus senior unsecured bonds may follow, subject to market conditions. The UAE has released its real GDP growth figures for 2018, showing an expansion of 1.7%. This marked an acceleration on the 0.8% seen in 2017, and the expectation is that there will be a further improvement in growth this year, with the central bank forecasting an expansion of 3.5% in 2019. The Chinese manufacturing PMI surprised and came in above expectations at 50.5 versus expectations of 49.6. The inclusion of Chinese bonds, sovereign and policy banks into the global bond indices are set for today. Up to now, inflows have been dominated by central banks and sovereign wealth funds. Market participants expect to see capital inflows of at least $100 billion for this year. SoftBank Group is preparing for Japan's biggest ever local corporate bond offering to help repay a debt due over the next 6 months. The company said it will sell 500 billion yen or $4.5 billion of notes and expects the transaction to be concluded by April 12th. The company had 96 billion in net debt at the end of last year on a consolidated basis. Last but not the least, the Central Bank of Egypt's Monetary Policy Committee decided to keep the overnight deposit rate, lending rate, and the rate of the CBE's main operation unchanged at 15.75, 16.75, and 16.25% respectively, while maintaining its stance on targeting inflation at 9%. Thank you and have a great day.